This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, October 15th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hurricane Michael strengthened into a Category 4 storm with winds of up to 155 miles per hour on Wednesday, shattering buildings, bringing down power lines, and ripping out trees as it crashed ashore and caused deep seawater flooding with storm surges as high as 14 feet in some areas of Florida's Gulf Coast, reports the Daily Mail. Together, Hurricane Michael and Florence have spawned billions of highly aggressive monster mosquitoes, giant bloodsuckers which have a voracious appetite, zebra stripes, and are 5 times bigger than traditional mosquitoes, reports The Sun. And experts warn the pain of a bite from one of these mega mosquitoes can feel like you're being stabbed with a needle, which can bite through clothing and are immune to regular insect repellent. Inmates at Walton County, Florida jail volunteered to clean the debris left in the wake of Michael, the strongest hurricane to hit the continental U.S. in more than a decade, reports Fox News. The oldest and largest psychiatric hospital in Florida was left inaccessible as Hurricane Michael carved its path across the panhandle, knocking out power and ripping buildings to shreds. By Thursday morning, rescue groups were dropping pallets of food and water to the facility via helicopter to aid the 975 residents and about 325 staff at Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee, reports the Miami Herald. In a freewheeling meeting in the Oval Office, Kanye West, an African-American rapper, visited with the candidate whom he voted for in the 2016 presidential election.
You're in the Oval Office. How does it feel to be in the Oval Office?
Oh, it is good energy in there.
Isn't it good energy?
It's good energy.
It's a great place. What Kanye's doing has been incredible.
The rapper explained why many blacks are drawn to the Democratic Party.
People expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat. Welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrats. The fathers lose the job and they say, we'll give you more money for having more kids in your home.
West would not be intimidated by his liberal friends about wearing his red Trump hat, which declares, make America great again.
They try to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
Black people have an issue with the word again. So I actually brought some hats in that have a bit of a transition. I made a hat that says make America great. I would love to see, at the Super Bowl, Trump wearing the Make America Great hat. We are one unit. We are one country. And we need to stop working on red and blue. It's like a gang again.
Kanye West unashamedly touted his support for the president.
Trump is on his hero's journey right now. He might not have expected to have, like Kanye West, support. But best believe, we are going to make America great.
God has answered the prayers of thousands of Worldview listeners. In his providence, Pastor Andrew Brunson was released on Saturday after 2 years of imprisonment and house arrest in Turkey. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report. And finally, teenage girls are committing to chastity until marriage and Christian ceremonies with their fathers across America as part of a purity movement sweeping the country, reports The Sun.
I am so honored to be the one to welcome all of you to the 8th annual Purity Ball, Cherish a Father-Daughter Experience.
In Louisiana, 17-year-old Hannah Lee Powers attended a purity ball with her father.
What I believe in is purity. Doing this purity ball, it's like a symbol to tell everybody that this is what I'm doing. You may think it's weird, but this is what I want to do because I want to take a stand for what I believe in. I want to make a promise to myself and to God that I will stay pure until I get married.
Mr. Powers, her father, was very pleased with his daughter's commitment.
It's a big oath. It's a big promise that you're taking. Why not show the people? Why not show the world what you stand for?
Somebody.
The movement, started in Colorado Springs 20 years ago by Randy Wilson and his wife Lisa, has since spread across 48 states and 17 countries.
And Lord, thank you for this night. Thank you for these fathers. Thank you for these daughters. Thank you for what this moment represents, God.
The formal dinner entails the girls dressing up in long white gowns, the fathers wearing suits, and both father and daughter sign a purity contract where the daughters are given a purity ring to wear on their wedding ring finger. At the ceremony, fathers are given a key representing their daughter's chastity to eventually pass on to their daughter's future husband. Organizer of Hannah's Purity Ball, Deb Britton, spoke from the heart.
There's nothing negative that could possibly come as a result of waiting until marriage. The reason that I have genital herpes today is because somebody told me there was such a thing as safe sex. Right now, these young girls are voluntarily choosing to be obedient to their fathers, and in the same way that I choose to submit to my husband's leadership.
Teenager Hannah said, quote, "I don't have to have sex to know that I am loved," end quote.
I will not be ashamed of my religion. I will not be ashamed that I am following God's will for my life. I will stay pure.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20 asks, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a World View special report. I'm Adam McManus. After 2 years of imprisonment and house arrest in Turkey, Pastor Andrew Brunson is finally free. Listen to President Trump's remarks from the White House on Saturday.
You are very, very special to all of us. We've been negotiating long and hard. We do not pay ransom in this country. Otherwise, you have big problems and lots of bad things will happen. It started in a different administration, and they were not going to work out anything. We took it over, and we have, I think, at this moment, gotten 19 different people out of various countries that were being held. I just want to congratulate you because you have galvanized this country. It's your faith. It's your strength. And I also know that a period of time ago, we were able to get you from prison to the house. I do want to thank President Erdogan for making this possible.
Pastor Brunson expressed his deep gratitude to President Trump, the administration, and those in Congress for their hard work.
We especially want to thank the administration. You really fought for us, unusually so. From the time you took office, I know that you've been engaged, and Secretary of State Pompeo also was very engaged and fought for us, and Vice President Pence, we're very grateful, Mr. Bolton. There are a number of people in the Senate. Senator Tillis visited me in prison. So did Senator Shaheen and Senator Graham. And Senator Lankford has been involved from the very beginning. So we're so grateful to so many people in Congress who stood with us and who prayed for us and who fought for us.
And I do have to thank Vice President Pence. He felt very, very strongly about this. And Secretary of State Pompeo. I would say we spoke about this at least once a day.
Yes, sir.
We thought we had it done 2 months ago. Anything final you'd like to say?
We would like to pray for you. We pray for you often.
Thank you.
As a family, my wife and I pray for you.
Thank you. Well, I need it probably more than anybody in this room. That would be very nice. Thank you.
Could we pray for you?
Yes, thank you very much.
At that moment, Pastor Brunson, who had been seated in a chair opposite President Trump, knelt down on one knee, placed his hand on the president's shoulder, and prayed for him.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom on how to lead this country into righteousness. I ask that you give him perseverance and endurance and courage to stand for truth I ask that you protect them from slander, from enemies, from those who would undermine. I ask that you make him a great blessing to this country. Fill him with your wisdom and strength and perseverance. And we bless him. May he be a great blessing to our country. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen.
After Noreen Brunson, his wife, added a brief prayer, President Trump asked her a question.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Could I ask you one question? Who did you vote for? I knew the answer. I knew the answer.
I would like to say I sent in an absentee ballot from prison.
Listen, congratulations. Thank you. It was an honor.
President Trump tweeted this about Pastor Brunson, quote, "He is a great Christian who has been through such a tough experience," end quote. When Paul described the body of Christ, he wrote, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it." Indeed, today is a day for rejoicing that Pastor Andrew Brunson has finally returned home. Almighty God has answered our prayers. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.